Central Illinois farmers are no strangers to cooperatives, becoming a part owner of something that brings back something of value. But a new initiative that involves NASA is asking farmers to pony up something very closely held, their data, all the ones and zeros that a modern high-tech farm produces. I spoke with Dr. Laura Gentry, the Director of Water Quality Research at the Illinois Corn Growers Association, about the new Farmer Data Cooperative and what it means for producers, consumers, and data geeks.
So this is a lot like the standard agricultural cooperatives that farmers are very familiar with, in which they pay in with an investment, usually a cash investment. That's one difference between the data co-op and a standard cooperative. They buy in, and then they're part owners in it, and they get to have direction over decisions that are made, and they get to have input into what's useful or not useful, into management and in this case, the idea is that we are working with these world-class researchers from the University of Illinois, and we have access to a really unique data set from NASA, and the farmers have this opportunity to work with great data and great researchers to help them to produce the types of technologies that are the most useful to them.
So what kind of valuable data is generated on a modern farm?
Oh, we generate so much data on farms today. Many farmers are not making great use of the data that they're generating, which is one of the reasons that we saw great value in a program like this. But we have farmers that are collecting, of course, yield information from the combines as they run through their fields in the fall. We have variable rate seeding technology, so farmers can decide different seeding rates as they're planting fields based on the soil's capacity to produce crops. We have variable rate fertilizer technology so that farmers can put down more fertilizer in some areas than in other areas based on the soil availability that's already there, and they can do it on the fly as they're moving through the fields. There's auto steer technology. We have so much technology. And then we have sensor data as well that's being used to help farmers make these decisions about what is the appropriate and most efficient ways to fertilize or to seed, what hybrids even to select. We have so much technology. And so bringing all of that together, though, in a way that's digestible for farmers and that results in technology that improves efficiencies. And we see the real value in the university system and in researchers from the universities in this, in that these may not be readily commercializable types of products that we'll be producing, but they would have tremendous impacts in helping farmers to be the most efficient and to have the least waste. So we're talking about reducing nutrient losses, for instance, or reducing greenhouse gas emissions by improving and reducing the number of passes that they need to make, so improving efficiencies there.
And so if I'm a farmer, the data that I'm supplying and bringing into this cooperative, is that sort of like my ticket in? That's sort of like me buying into the thing, is me supplying my data?
That's correct. It may not seem like much to you, but it's actually a really big deal both to the farmer who's contributing the data, and it's also a big deal to the researchers who have a really difficult time getting on-farm data because there are so many laws, regulations around confidentiality that a lot of our equipment manufacturers, of course, have to adhere to whenever they put this instrumentation on the different pieces of equipment. And sometimes farmers are very hesitant to make their data readily available to, say, a public university or to any kind of a research institution or anybody who might be using it for their own profit or to sell more product back to the farmer. So data is very powerful, and farmers recognize that. They also recognize the potential for it to even be used against them in some cases, and that has been done, unfortunately. So farmers can be a bit wary about sharing data and with whom they share their data. And so as the Illinois Corn Growers, we have special relationships with researchers that we know have the best interests of the farmers at heart and the best interests of the environment and improving efficiencies. And those are the researchers that we are working with here. And those researchers see a lot of value in having on-farm data so that they can, as they're getting input from farmers to develop these new technologies, they then have the on-farm data to use to calibrate and validate and improve these technologies to make them more and more valuable for the farmers that use them.
Well, I mean, farmers face a lot of uncertainties right now, you know, between various trade disputes, the unusually wet planting season, I mean, you name it. And how do you think that those things will play into this project and maybe the willingness of farmers to sign up and kick their data into something of this scale?
It is a low price point for the farmer when they feel comfortable that the data that they're releasing is going to be used in a way that brings value back to not just them, but to all of agriculture. So there's that piece. And you're very right that this is a time of uncertainty, and it feels like a lot of risk for farmers right now. Very poor farm economy. Many farmers are just breaking even. Some are even in the red in their farming operations right now and simply can't afford anything that would introduce more risk into their operations. So if we can produce some kind of a technology that reduces risk and helps them to manage their farmland more efficiently, their resources and their inputs more efficiently, that can lead to more confidence in the farming operations. It can lead to changes that can also have benefits to the farmer, and it may lead to things that, such as some of the new ideas behind carbon markets that can, where farmers can receive some payment for changing some part of their management plan. So farmers who participate in a program such as one of these ecosystem services markets or carbon markets can actually stand to make money by participating in a program that would reduce also their greenhouse gas emissions, their environmental footprint, and that's seen as a real win-win. And it also goes back to the consumers who are demanding this kind of change in the products that they purchase. They want to know that they're sustainably sourced or that the products were produced in such a way that was reducing greenhouse gas emissions or working towards some sort of an environmental goal in the long term.
Yeah, I wonder if you can expand on that last point a little bit. I think a lot of our audience, obviously, on WGLT is not farm families, but, you know, we do all have a stake in the food and the cost of food. What should an actuary or a plumber or a teacher, why should they care about a project like this?
I think that we have a lot of communities outside of farming communities, a lot of people who live in cities and towns. They feel a real responsibility to the environment, for instance, or energy issues, and they want to do something that's positive. And with any minimal amount of education, our consumers, our citizens recognize that the food that they consume and the fuel that they put into their vehicles has a tremendous impact on the environment and on energy systems. And of course, it's also about food security. And so people who are interested in food security, with just one more step down that thought path, they'll realize this is a national security issue as well. There's never been a long-term civilization in history that has been able to maintain its place in the world order without being able to support and feed its country. So food security is a national security issue. And so people who are interested in those or have concerns around national security need to think about how we're going to feed our nation and feed the world too. So these kinds of implications around how we feed our families, ourselves, how we clothe ourselves, how we move ourselves around with transportation fuels, it all comes back to supporting our farmers and helping our farmers to make the best decisions with the ground that they manage for all of our society.
And Laura, one of the project partners here is NASA. You've got this special access to NASA data sets. So what does that mean exactly?
There is a special project that is coming out of NASA. It's called the Harvest Project, NASA Harvest. And it was created with the interest of helping international food security issues. It works with researchers from around the world on the most pressing food security issues in their country. And NASA has selected for the United States researchers in the East Coast at the University of Maryland to work directly with, and also here in the Midwest at the University of Illinois. And they have this unique and very highly coveted among researchers data set of information, satellite imagery, sensor images that they can make available to these researchers. And then the researchers, of course, have this tremendous ability with the computing facilities that are available to them at these universities and the supercomputers to create tools. But then when it all comes right down to it, they don't always have this innate understanding of how to use this tremendous resource and this tremendous knowledge to help farmers on the ground to make these decisions that have a real, tangible, felt impact in our world today. So connecting the researchers and this database with the farmers who are actually making these decisions on the ground seemed like a pretty simple decision, really.
And so how does this all start? How small does this begin? I mean, how many farmers do you try to get into the cooperative at the get-go? And then what is sort of the growth plan from there?
Well, great question. We're working out a lot of this. We're just in the very first months of the beginning, the inception of this concept. And we have had a lot of support. And for those who are in the farming community and also for those who aren't in the farming community, if you see value in this, we would love to hear from you and receive your input. We see that this is going to be a long-term effort, and we want to get as much buy-in from the beginning so that we can represent everybody's thoughts and concerns and ideas from the beginning. So we would certainly welcome anyone's input about this. But the way that this will roll out in the very beginning, this is just beginning with 1 year of this, see how it goes. And our goal really is just to enroll 25 farmers this year into this effort. We've already received quite a bit of interest. We do have room for more farmers, though. So if those are out there, we would welcome working with them. We do pay the farmers a little bit for their time, because there is a time commitment in this. There is an effort that Illinois Corn Growers already has underway that's well established called the Precision Conservation Management Program. It's a farmer service program that helps farmers to make conservation practice decisions. And those farmers, we already have a lot of information about their agronomic management practices. And so they would be very easy for us to move directly into this cooperative since we have a lot of their data already. For farmers that are not already involved in that program, the PCM, Precision Conservation Management Program, we would have to go out and collect information from them. So that's the way that we would start, though, is we would just ask them to reach out to us, and we would be in touch with them about their availability, their viability for being in this effort, and we would go from there.
That's Dr. Laura Gentry, the Director of Water Quality Research at the Illinois Corn Growers Association, speaking about their new Farmer Data Cooperative.